today, live from Hawaii on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, there's a new way to get high in Las Vegas, unless you're one of those folks who gave that up, and it's not what you might be thinking.
And we'll tell you how you can visit our national parks for free.
Now, after the news, Mark takes us to Maui, folks, to meet a couple of very interesting folks. One plays a slack key guitar. Another is a legacy to Hawaiian travel empire.
Plus, at 3:35, Gwen Duncan is here with a great deal of the week, a cruise to the islands. You can discover Hawaii and save a few bucks.
Awesome. All that from our studios here in Sacramento and from the Royal Lahaina Hotel in Maui. Folks, today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Guys on this fabulous Sunday. Here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. By the way, you can go to travelguysradio.com and see all that we're going to be talking about today on the radio. I'm in studio, as I mentioned. Mark, aloha to the beautiful island of Maui. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I am doing just fine. I can look out my window and see the island of Lanai, and if I crane my neck just a little bit here to the right, I could see Molokai, too. It is a beautiful windswept day here on Ka'anapali Beach on Maui.
And once again, you are broadcasting from the Royal Lahaina Hotel?
I am. We will meet some of those folks who are involved with the hotel later on in the program. But this is really a lovely resort, Tom. It's been around a long time. In fact, it was the first resort here in the Ka'anapali area in Hawaii. And it's the little cottages. And then a few years after that, they built a tower. So it's not brand new and it's not great big. And both of those things are things that endear it greatly to me and I think to the folks who are traveling with us. It's just the right size.
Now, here we are in early April. For those that are thinking about planning a Hawaii vacation, how's the crowd? Is this a good month to go?
Well, it's a good time to go. The worst time to go really is summer. And if you look at the airfares for Hawaii this summer, they really are somewhat outrageous. They're looking somewhere in the neighborhood $700 and $800, probably a significant notch over what they have been. Perhaps they will come down if folks don't respond to that. But traditionally, the best time to go to Hawaii is just after the summer or just after the Christmas season, something between the 1st of May and Memorial Day, and right after Labor Day is a good time. And also just after the holidays, you can usually get some great airfares and some great rates on hotels here in the islands.
And the weather is still pretty nice at that time of the year, right?
Well, yeah. What is it? One of the bus drivers told my producer, Chris Galloway, the other day, they have two seasons here, day and night.
That's great. Well, lots of stuff coming to us from Hawaii with Mark, but let's start off our program as we always do. Fire up the band.
Here we go.
Yeah, here it comes. All right. Mark Hoffman with today's travel news. Mark, what have you got for us?
Hey, Tom, as we mentioned in the headlines there's a new attraction in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas High Roller. It's a 550-foot observation wheel. It made its official debut on Monday at Caesar's new shopping, dining, and entertainment district on the Strip when the first ticketed passengers got on board the wheel. The High Roller has 28 glass-enclosed cabins, each equipped to carry up to 40 passengers. So that's 1,000 people at a time that can be up in the air at Caesar's. The ride lasts 30 minutes. Tickets are $24.95 if you want to ride in the daytime, $34.95 to ride at night, plus a $2 service charge. And Caesar's is selling Express and Flex packages. My guess is if you're a High Roller and you are staying at Caesars, that maybe they'll let you go up for free. Would you pay $25 or $35 to go up in the air at Las Vegas?
You know, I just might. You know, the fact that it is a 30-minute ride, you know, that might be kind of intriguing. I would be inclined to want to go at night, though, because the city is so well lit up. It beats that that one roller coaster that kind of falls off the top of that really tall building. I don't think I want to do that. I saw that in a movie the other day, and it just about made me puke.
Three unions say the American Airlines merger gains have pretty much passed them by. The American Association of Machinists, the pilots at American Eagle, and additionally the dispatchers at U.S. Airways are all complaining about the fact that they feel that this whole merger process has kind of passed them by. If you were a flyer on American Airlines or U.S. Airways, this could get interesting before it all goes down the road. One of the unions has asked for the permission to declare an impasse, and that would start a 30-day clock ticking towards some type of a strike. So while we're not suggesting that it's going to happen, it certainly is something that you're going to want to keep your eyes on if you fly for one of those airlines. And let's see, what else have we got here? National Parks. Week after next is National Park Week, the 19th through the 27th of April. And you can get into any national park site for free on the 19th or 20th of April. I think that's a great deal. We've got Yosemite, we've got Sequoia here, not too far from us in Northern California, of course, Redwoods National Park, and scads of national park units and sites that are all over the place. So go to travelguysradio.com and you can see how you can get your free pass to visit the national parks the 19th through the 27th. Some statistics out on the busiest airports in the world, the latest statistics for 2013. Atlanta's airport at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta is still the busiest airport on the planet. 94 million people went through there last year. Beijing is getting a little closer at 80. Can you imagine that, Tom? You've been to Atlanta Airport, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It doesn't seem like that many people, but do they run all night?
That's a third of a million people every day.
That's crazy.
I mean, it is crazy. 94 million at Beijing, and then third place was Heathrow in London, which is everybody who's ever been there can understand that. That's just organized chaos on a good day. And then Tokyo O'Hare and Chicago, followed by Paris, Dallas, Fort Worth, Dubai, and Jakarta are the busiest airports on the planet. The National Civil Rights Museum has reopened in Memphis yesterday, one day after the 46th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. He was gunned down on April the 4th, 1968, while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, which is now part of the museum complex, the actual balcony of the hotel. The museum has undergone a $27.5 million renovation and now includes short films, interactive displays, and new exhibits. I haven't been to the new museum, of course, because it just opened yesterday, but having been to the old one, I can tell you that it really is something, if you go to Memphis, that you don't want to miss. Admission to the new museum is $15. Ever been to Memphis, Tom?
I have. I love it.
Yeah, Beale Street.
I go for the music and stay for the liquor.
At least you're honest about it.
There you go.
I met some people in New Orleans last week when we were there who went for the music and stayed for the liquor, I think. Or went for the liquor and stayed for the music.
There
I'm not
you
sure
go.
Which, but some kind of a deal like that. And that is your travel news for today from the island of Maui.
Flashing back on your comments about the National Parks Week, you know, with the funding being so difficult for the parks districts or parks nationally, I've been worried that maybe they might nix the National Parks Get In Free Day. I'm glad to see that's still going on.
Well, yeah, and that's you know, it's park entry fees really are very fair and very reasonable when you think about it. It's going to cost you more in gas to get to Yosemite or Sequoia or Redwoods National Park than it would to get in. But entry fees at national parks are pretty modest, but still. You know, unless you're a tour operator and you're paying for 40 people at a time. But national park entry fees are probably among the best bargain in the country. Personally, I'm a guy who would love to, instead of paying $4 or $5 to get into a national park, I'd pay 10 if it would guarantee that there would be more rangers and more interpreters and more people there to help me enjoy the park and to learn about the park and also to protect it from people who might do it harm.
You know, Mark, for those listening may not know this, known Mark for a lot of years, and Mark has had a real interest in learning how to play the guitar for some time. I know he got a guitar, and seems to me he's left-handed like I am. And if I'm not mistaken, Mark wanted me to restring his guitar to the other way, and the strings were all slacky and loose and weird, and which leads us to our interview that we've got coming up on the other side. Mark's interest in slack key guitar. Mark, tell us.
Good Cousin George from you guys after the break are going to meet Cousin George Kamu Kamumoku. Chris reminds me of his, all these Hawaiian names for a week. But anyway, George is really a character. And if you don't know what a slack key guitar is, don't go anywhere, because right here from Hawaii, we're going to tell you all about it in just a few minutes.
That's coming up next. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK. And we're riding on the city of New Orleans all the way to Hawaii. Right. Tom Romano with you. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations in Maui. Mark, aloha, aloha. The word that says hello and goodbye all at the same time, huh?
Hey, thank you, Mr. Romano. Here from Hawaii. Do you know Sports Leisure Vacations is having a trip on a luxury train in September called the City of New Orleans from New It's hooked on to the actual Amtrak train from New Orleans to Chicago. Just a cheap, blatant plug there. Go to travel. Go to sportsleisure.com to get more information on that trip. Yes, Tom, it is a beautiful day here in Hawaii. How about those Giants?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, first place.
Yeah.
What, they got lost one game?
Tromped the Dodgers twice. That was just tragic. There's nothing that just makes my heart go pitter-patter more than the Dodgers going down to defeat.
Yeah,
but anyways.
And then recently, of course, not only is it the Dodgers going down, but if the beard can get knocked out of the box at the same time.
I know he was used to be, not sweet or what?
Yeah, he used to be a Giant, but and Mark pointed out to me the other day that once you become you leave the Giants and you go to the Dodgers, then it's what was it, something about a pact with the devil or something.
Yeah, exactly. You've sold your soul to the devil, and we don't know you anymore. So, yes, it was watching Mr. Wilson blow up on television, and now the Dodgers have had all these injuries. It's a long season, though. Dodger fans will probably get their opportunity to gloat, but an old friend of mine who used to beat me regularly in backgammon used to say, never gloat when you're losing. So
there you go.
So we'll take bragging rights now, and with any luck in another hour or so, why they'll get the brooms out and complete a sweep. So back to the business at hand here, buddy, about slack key guitars.
Yeah, let's do this. I have Luis standing by with just a little bit of George, and this is taken from one of his shows. There's some singing going on here too. He's playing a beautiful 12 string in this, and this is just a taste of it. And why don't you go ahead and set up the interview, and we'll go to it that we recorded a little earlier, Mark.
Okay.
Here
all right.
Comes the music.
Well, one of the things that you can do here on the island of Maui is go to a slack key guitar concert. And slack key is a sort of a different type of guitar music, as George is going to explain to you in just a moment here. But it is native to Hawaii. And here on Maui, you can go in the evening and hear a little bit of this music in the evening. And it's it sort of has an island feel to it. So we sat down with George last week before we Kahumaku last week before we. Yeah, I know. It's sad, but true. George Kahumaku. George is going to get mad at me for butchering his name, but George was kind enough to sit down with us last week before we went to his concert and tell us a little bit about this distinctive type of guitar that he plays. So, George, tell me and the listeners in Sacramento, what is slack key guitar?
Well, there was a Spanish cowboys who came to Hawaii in the 1830s to help us manage our cattle. They brought three guitars, one called the guitarro, they played the bass, and a six-string catgut that played the rhythm, and a four-string tenor guitar. So it took three guitars to make that one sound. But unfortunately, when they left the islands, they forgot to teach us how to tune the thing. So we combined three guitars into one by slackening or loosening the strings to an open tuning. So we play bass, rhythm, and lead all on one guitar. That's what slack key is.
And this is a type of guitar music that is native to Hawaii, yes? No?
Well, the guitar actually comes from the Spanish, you know, who brought them over. But
right.
the tunings and all like that is native to Hawaii.
So this is a special kind of music. It's one that won you a Grammy Award.
Well, we've been really blessed to be nominated for six Grammys and brought home four for Best Hawaiian Music, you know. It's a bunch of us. And each of us are playing all in different tunings because we come from different parts, different islands. So we can tell where you come from by how you tune your guitar, believe it or not.
Wow. It's for people who haven't been to Maui, one of George's concerts, being there is kind of like listening to a giant jam session. It's organized at times and beautifully disorganized at times. You have a great passion for younger people and for teaching them the guitar. And I've noticed that in your shows, you've incorporated a lot of younger talent.
Well, what happens is that we have the next generation. And some of these youngsters have been with me maybe 15 years. So that was like, they started playing music with me when they're 5 or 6 years old. And then just hanging around and stuff. And how I flushed them out is my son had a ukulele contest on Kanapali. Then we'd have all the best ukulele players, the best guitarists, whatever. And then from there, I pick them up, and then I start getting them gigs. So I probably had about 1,200 students over the last 20 years. But right at the show, we only got three guys. Jared Prost has been playing with me since he was six. And his cousin joined us, Peter D'Aquino, since he was 9 years old. And then one of my students from La Jena Luna, Sterling Seaton, was playing with me since he's 13 years old. So they're all different ages, yeah.
Wow. So you've got the next generation is right there in the tent with you. You're with the Travel Guys on KFBK. This is Mark Kaufman. I'm on the island of Maui in Hawaii. I'm talking to George Kahumoku. And George, he is the slack key guitar, I would say, in the island. Have you always played this kind of music?
Well, I actually started off playing slack key ukulele. I started off when I was 3 years old to about eight. And when my fingers got big enough, then I transferred over to the guitar. But I was born into a, you know, native Hawaiian, sort of like, we were so isolated. We had no TV. You know, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, we all played music to entertain ourselves every night, you know. So, and until lights went out, you know. So, and there was all these parties. So remember, too, the old Hawaiians had a system of partying that went on for 3 or 4 months long. That's how long the parties used to last. In the olden days, before the missionaries came, you know, it was called the Makahiki season. And there would be no wars. All there would be is games. There'd be surfing contests and wrestling contests and hula contests and all that. It went for 3 or 4 months. But in order to do that, they would have to, you know, store enough food, because there was no fishing, no hunting, nothing. You would have to store enough food. Imagine having a party at your house for 3 or 4 months. You would have to have a lot of food to keep the party going.
My goodness, my goodness. We're here at the famous Napili Kai Resort on the shores of, is this still Kaanapali Beach up here?
No, this is Napili Bay. This is one of, you know, they say Kaanapali is one of the beautifulest bays, but this is probably the most beautiful bay in the whole world, you know, and because it's enclosed, and then during the winter months, the surf comes up, but, the reefs are kind of way outside, so they kind of block off the sharks and all that stuff. But then the turtles still come in, so you still get the best of both worlds, you know, here in Napili Bay.
It's a beautiful place to come for dinner. The folks at the desk were very hospitable and let us all down here. We're going to have a lovely dinner, watch the sunset, George, and then we're going to come up and catch some slack key guitar with you. Slack key guitar. You have to say it slowly. George, have a wonderful show tonight. Thank you for your hospitality and your time.
And thank you so much. And hopefully one of these days you can bring your group up. Don't worry, I got friends who can drive that road. We can ask my niece from Akina Tour. She'll send a bus. 20 people is nothing. There's a school bus that goes back and forth all the way to the village with 60 people.
Tom is talking about the fact that he has a ranch here, a farm that is in somewhat of a remote area on a road. We'll talk about it sometime. Anyway, back to the studio to you. We've got a slack key guitar concert to go to.
Wow, a party that lasts for 3 months. I tried that once. We ran out of nachos in 24 hours, and that was the end of that. And then he has that party on that road that, what did he say? You couldn't, he indicated that he knew people at a bus that could get you there. That makes me think that this is not an easy to travel road.
No,
what do you know about this?
We went up to George's house when we met him last year, before our group came here last year, because he invited us. We went up there in a rental car. I'm sure the rental car company would not be pleased. and to call it a road is, it's kind of just an area that's clinging to the side of a cliff that hasn't fallen off yet. And the fact that George says there's a school bus that comes up there every day, the school bus driver must drink a lot in order to be able to make it up that road and down it. No, I'm just kidding. But he's in kind of a remote spot. He is really an interesting character. He has this large rant. He invites people all the time, and he's just the most welcoming, and he oozes Hawaii. I mean, if you go up to his ranch, he'll put you to work. You know, milking cows or, you know, taking care of the goats or whatever. There's always kids hanging around, and he impresses me as the community guy. You know, he's just the go-to guy. Everybody knows this man, and everybody kind of plays off of him and bounces off of him, and he has this incredible enthusiasm for this guitar music, and not only for the guitar music, but just for his life and here in the islands.
Yeah,
so, amazing guy. If you come to Maui, he's at the Napili Kai Resort on Wednesday night and Thursday night. I think the tickets are about $30, $35 with the dinner. It's probably about $75. Well worth it for the sunset and everything, but just if you can only catch George's concert, or you can go to travelguysradio.com and you will see a link. You will find a link there so you can listen to some of George's music, which you might not even have some of that for us.
Awesome. And in fact, not only you can go and check out George's music, but if you want to find out more about the slack key guitar and its history, if you just Google it, you'll find they have actual, you know, like big events where dozens of musicians come and play, and they play, you know, as groups, small groups. There's guys that play very unusual looking guitars in this slack key style, and it's very, very beautiful and a lot of fun to listen to. But again, go to travelguysradio.com and you can click on the slack key guitar player George, and I'm not even going to try on this last
Kahumaku.
Name.
Kahumoku.
Okay.
Kahumoku. Yes.
Good. It's easy for you to say. You've been in the islands for a week.
Hey, after the break, we're going to tell people how they can come to Hawaii and take that big cruise ship that floats around the islands, which when it first got here didn't have a very good reputation but has a better one now. And they're having a big sale next week. How fortuitous. Gwen's going to tell us about that after the break.
Gwen Duncan with the Travel Guys Great Deal of the Week. That's coming up after we get the news. Right here, it's the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK, and we will be back. I was born to be a traveling man. Mark is one. Mark Hoffman, the travel guy, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations Broadcasting. It's the Hawaii edition. Mark's in Maui. I'm in Sacramento. Mark, we got a lot of stuff we got to get done here in a little less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, we don't have time to talk about the meat on a stick. That was the most interesting newscast there between the meat on the stick and the riot in Santa Barbara. You know, we used to, when I didn't go to school in Santa Barbara, but I had friends who went to school there. And when we went down to see him on a Friday or a Saturday night, you know, they had a riot in Santa Barbara. It was usually called Friday or Saturday night in Goleta there and all that stuff. All right. We've got places to go and things to do here. Before we get back to talking about Hawaii, Gwen Duncan of Cordially Yours Travel is joining us here on the Travel Guys. Good afternoon, Gwen.
Well, hello, Mark. I'm so jealous. You're at the Napiakai. It's a wonderful resort.
We had a lovely, lovely dinner there the other night. It is really a nice place. Gwen, you have a special deal for us, and it involves the cruise ship that has been out here in Hawaii for a number of years. When it first got here, it was plagued with a lot of bad reviews. People came out here. I was one of them, brought a group out here and said, this is, the service is bad. It didn't go well, did it?
No, and I was on one of those sailings as well, and it was really disgusting. But they have come a long ways. And I went again about 3 years ago, and it has improved so much. The atmosphere on the ship is wonderful. They've got a lot of the Hawaiian character brought into it. But about the sale, starting today and running until the 12th, NCL, which is the a cruise line that does the Hawaiian Islands as an American flagship, is having a sale where they're going to be giving $270 worth of perks, everything from colored, chocolate covered strawberries, $50 credits, specialty dinners, all kinds of things. But if you book on Monday or Tuesday of this week a Hawaiian cruise, give an additional $200 to spend on board. Plus, in this deal comes $1,000 on up to $1,000 of air credit.
Now, Gwen, you've said before that that really when you consider the cost of a hotel, the cost of transportation, the cost of entertainment, the cost of food in the islands, that the cruise ship method is a far cheaper way to go.
Absolutely. You get a visit four islands and get the transportation between the islands. All your food included is the cheapest way to see four islands in one
Okay,
trip.
And Gwen, you had another quickly there. We wanted to tell folks about another outfit for folks who want to stay on land that weekly has travel specials. Tell us quickly about that.
Yes, it's All About Hawaii. You can only book that through a travel agent. They have their specials. It's a 48-hour sale that they have every Tuesday and Wednesday. You can start the purchase after midnight on Mondays. And then they also have limited time departures. But these are absolutely great. The company happens to own several hotels, and so they always have their resorts in that special offering. But
so
they
if
do.
It, so- So I don't mean to interrupt you here, but we're short on time. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you can find the link there to the deals of the week. And if you give Gwen a call, she will help you. If you have your own travel agent, you can probably give them a call and ask them about the NCL special deal to Hawaii on Monday and Tuesday. Gwen, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thomas, we have a quick bit of stuff we need, a little bit of bookkeeping we need to take care of here. We have a lucky sports leisure traveler that we need to award a $50 travel card. And this week's winner is Hal Mattson. So, Hal, if you are listening to us, Hal went with us to Monterey and Half Moon Bay recently. If you're listening on the radio and you give Sports Leisure Vacations a call Monday or Tuesday, your $50 travel card will become a $100 travel card. Congratulations to Hal.
All right, coming up in just a moment, a great interview with a gentleman who is, he and his family started a travel empire. That's coming up next on The Travel Guys.
Pay attention, we're going to sing together, okay? Tiny bubble.
It's the Hawaii edition of The Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman on the islands. I'm Tom Romano here in studio. Mark, I guess the weather is nice. People are got their little drink there with the little umbrella and enjoying the sunshine. I know that you meet a lot of interesting people and vendors and folks over on the islands. You've hooked up with a guy that is... he's extra specials. Gary Hogan with Hawaiian Hotels, the CEO, and so much more. Gary, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on the Travel Guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For our listeners, when Tom says Hawaiian Hotels and Resorts, that's probably not something necessarily that people will recognize. But if we said Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays, probably a lot of the people who are listening to this radio station right now would say, oh, I know that name. And probably some of the folks who have been traveling to Hawaii for a while, probably some of the people who are in my group over here, would probably recognize your father if they saw one of the television advertisements from days gone by, because he made quite a brand by putting himself out there. And Gary, tell us, how did Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays go from a little travel agency on the East Coast to becoming the best known name in Hawaiian tour products? And to this day, the name is still creates a huge amount of business here in Hawaii.
Yeah, actually, interesting fact, Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays got its name because it was founded by my parents in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. So it was actually called Pleasant Travel Service, and it was just my mom and dad started a little 400-square-foot travel agency and sold trips all over the world like most travel agencies did. Prior to starting up in 1959, they actually lived in Hawaii for a year, and my dad worked for Henry J. Kaiser back in 1958 when Mr. Kaiser started up what is known now as the Hilton Hawaiian Village. It was called the Village back then. And my dad was working for a non-scheduled airline called Transocean.
Some folks who are listening will know Hilton Hawaiian Village as the place where Don Ho made his reputation on Oahu for many years.
Absolutely. And they built a big dome there for him, just for his show.
And fireworks displays are still seen there once every week on Friday night. So,
That's a huge
resort that many people gravitate to in the heart of Honolulu. So back to your story.
Absolutely.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. So my parents always had the love for Hawaii and the islands. And when they started out their travel agency in 1959, they were always looking for a way to kind of specialize and get back to Hawaii. So in 1961... they decided to move the family. I have two other brothers and a sister, and I was only 6 months old at the time, and drove cross country to relocate in California because it was too hard to sell Hawaii from the East Coast back then.
And to this day, probably still is. Hawaii is still more popular on the West Coast than the East. Gary, was there one, do you remember Dad relating to you, or do you recall, was there an aha moment? I mean, did they come to Hawaii on a vacation at some point in time, or what made Hawaii the place that, why not Tahiti? Or they were on the East Coast, why not pick something that was closer to home?
they were working for Henry J. Kaiser in 58, and so they lived in Hawaii, and then my dad was bringing in charter groups out of the West Coast into for the same airline, Transocean, that he worked for. So he'd come over on non-pressurized airplanes. I think they were DC-4s. It was a 12-hour trip, and bring these people in. And that's how Henry J. Kaiser actually got word of my dad, because he said, who is this young guy bringing in all these people? I just built this hotel. I need him on my team. So he hired my dad, but relocated him to Hawaii, and realized that you can't sell from Hawaii. You needed to be on the mainland. So he actually sent my dad back to New York, because he said, this is an interesting quote. Henry J. Kaiser said, you got to fish where the fish are, and most of the people live east of the Mississippi. So that's where I want you to go, New York. But not knowing that nobody wanted to travel from the East Coast to Hawaii, because it was too far, like I mentioned earlier. My dad failed miserably. So that's when, in 1959, he decided he was just going to start up his own travel agency called Pleasant Travel Service, but trying to get back to selling Hawaii, because he had a taste of the islands and wanted to find a way to be closer to Hawaii and selling Hawaii.
Now, Gary, let me just interrupt you for a second here. We're talking with Gary Hogan. Gary is owner and CEO of Hawaiian Hotels and Resorts, but specifically, he is part of a legacy, and we're talking about the legacy of Pleasant Hawaiian Holidays here in the islands on the Travel Guys on KFBK on Sunday afternoon. So they go back to California. They start selling Hawaii. When does it really explode? Is it when the American Express tie comes in the 1980s?
No, it was actually before that. It was in the 70s when a lot of the tour operators were still moving passengers in groups and herding them pretty much in buses, and they had to do their certain itinerary the way that they planned it. And my dad started to see that, people wanted to start choosing other things, be a little more of a free, independent traveler. So he started selling, kind of create your own vacation and, pick between different hotels and rent a car and explore the islands.
And started buying his own hotels, right, in the 1980s?
Yeah, in the 80s, once it really started picking up, we started moving a lot of passengers. A lot of the hotels, as you probably know, they love you when business is down. A wholesaler, they love giving rooms to when business is down, but when business is good, they kind of squeeze back on the rooms because they'd rather sell them direct. So we'd have a hard time getting room inventory. So, my dad was guided by one of his mentors, who was a very successful real estate guy that told him, you should start buying your own hotels. And my dad said, yeah, I need to get destination control. I need to have hotels that I can fill and at any time and make sure that my passengers and I can put packages together to Hawaii. So that's how that started. And we ended up with 7 hotels at one time.
Let me sneak in here for just a moment and ask you, Gary, of all the years that you've been involved and your family's been involved in this, what has been the major change from then until now in regards to what people are looking for in regards to a Hawaii vacation experience?
I don't think, and I speak on the success of our hotels, our two hotels, the Royal Lahaina and the Royal Kona, that they're still looking for a traditional experience. There's a lot of new hotels coming in. I mean, you've got Trump that's got his place here in Waikiki and such, but still people want that romance of old Hawaii. And the people are still wonderful here. They have tremendous aloha spirit here in the islands and such, but, coming down to the infrastructure, I think they still want a traditional kind of romantic experience old.
Yeah, and can they still get that?
They can certainly get it at our properties, but no, they can. I mean, you got to travel a little bit for it. You know, I mean, the good thing about Hawaii is every island's kind of a different flavor. So if you want a little more nightlife and excitement, you've got Waikiki. You know, you've got Maui with tremendous beaches and a lot of romance and adventure. You know, all the islands kind of have its own flavor. But
Gary, let me ask you. Let's do a quick little commercial here for the Royal Lahaina in on Maui, which is where I'm speaking to you all from right now. In fact, I'm looking out at the Pacific Ocean and across to Lanai and Molokai, where our group will go in a couple of days. One of the side businesses that you've gotten into in recent years is charter aircraft, which is helping to provide my group with a wonderful experience. We're going to take a ferry boat over to Molokai, spend a day touring the island there, and then fly back on a private chartered aircraft, which you're providing back here to the Kapalua Airport, which is only a few minutes from the resort, which really provides for a spectacular experience. Gary, the Royal Lahaina has really returned to her glory days. I am just tremendously enjoying my visit here, as I did last year. It has now become the home of sports leisure travelers, and I know a lot of folks from California have probably been to this property more than once over the years. Probably one of the best parts of it is its self-containment, the fact that it's not 87 towers and 42 wings and 100 elevator banks, and that it's all contained in itself. It really is a beautiful property right here on the ocean, Gary, if you don't mind that little short commercial there. But how is dealing with folks as a hotel owner, and you're dealing with the public, and is this a different public than it was 25 years ago? I say this as I look across at some of your staff here.
No, I think it's the same. I mean, you know, most people that come back to Hawaii year after year, they come to Hawaii for the same reasons, and we try to deliver that to them. And you know, we don't get into changing a lot here and there. We want to keep Hawaii the way it always has been.
Hawaii has always been, in my opinion, there are very few places on the planet that live up to people's expectations. Hawaii is one of those magical few places that when people come here, their eyes light up immediately. It's really hard to bring somebody to Hawaii who doesn't live here, even somebody who visits here on a regular basis, and not have their spirits rise when they come here. And part of it is the surroundings, but part of it is the people. And the biggest variable of that is the hospitality industry, and you've been a big part of that for a lot of years.
You can have a beautiful destination, but if the people aren't nice to you when you get off the airplane and treat you well, you know, it gets ugly real quick. But Hawaii's got the best people. I mean, there's just so much aloha here, and they're happy to see you and happy to help you. And it's
well,
safe.
I can tell you that your gang here at the Royal Lahaina have certainly been able to communicate that attitude to the guests here, and it really has made for it. It's making for a very wonderful stay for a group of folks from Sacramento. So thank you, Gary, for your time and for your comments and for your family's commitment to tourism and providing people with the true spirit of aloha here in the islands, both at your hotel here on Maui and at the other property on the Royal Kona on the Big Island.
Yeah, no, our pleasure. And I'm glad you're enjoying your stay.
Awesome interview, Mark. Gary is in his family. I tell you what, the entrepreneurs, I mean, first you're chartering people and flying them across the ocean, and you discover there's just not enough cool places to stay.
Well,
so let's just start some hotels.
Yeah, the great thing now is that he's peeled back in business, and now he's just, what a great asset he is to somebody like me as a tour operator, because here, you know, I'm taking a group over to Molokai, and now he's got a private aircraft that'll fly the people back, which is almost as exciting as going over to this island that nobody ever gets to visit. So it really is, he's providing some tools that are helping us to create some really wonderful experiences for people, so I'm very grateful for that.
Well, okay, we got about a minute and a whole bunch of people to thank to help make the Hawaii edition of the Travel Guys possible, Mark.
All the folks here at the Royal Lahaina, June and Tom, and all of the folks who have been good to us here to allow us to set up this broadcast and provide us with all the technical help, I appreciate that. To Chris Galloway, who is my producer here today, and Melissa Quinn, who brings up our website to date every week, much thanks to them. Remember to go to TravelGuysRadio.com to learn about anything that you heard on the program today, including you can can find lots of great information to make you a smarter traveler. And as always, Mr. Romano, special thanks to you because you make me sound better every week.
Hush up. Thank you. By the way, Mark and Tom both in studio next week. If you can stand it, Mark, you'll be sitting next door, and we'll have another great show.
Yeah, go Giants. Sweep the Dodgers this evening.
Outstanding. Okay, folks, we'll see you next week. Same time, same station, 3 o'clock. Travel Guys on KFBK. See you later.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Way up high.